The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Rainy Monday here in downtown Redding. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this morning with us. Today, the 22nd of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And watertight so far.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So far.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's our Christmas present early.
Water.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Alex, how are you? Mm-hmm. Alex is going to be my guest at 8 o'clock, and you're going, what are you going to talk about? Wait till you hear what we're going to talk about.
It's going to be fun.
He was on a show yesterday, and I had people texting me saying, are you hearing what he's saying? And not that, no, don't misunderstand me. They just said they thought it was very entertaining, so I can't wait to interview you this morning. I had no idea all that was going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yep, I think so. Anyway, and then Susie she got flooded, and she lives up where we live, up kind of on a hill, but her neighbor's water came down and got them, and then her daughter was completely surrounded, so she got their dogs and the kids. Yeah, dogs are fun, if they're yours. Anyway.
Yeah.
So do we have a national day today besides National Dry Your Undies?
Yeah, there's four Father's Day.
Okay.
Unless it's the following Sunday, but I don't know why it says that. It's always on December 22nd.
Okay.
And then National Date Nut Bread Day.
Okay. Date Nut.
I think I might pass on that one.
Remember last week when I was talking, Lori Goyne brought in a rum cake.
Yeah, yesterday, Aaron brought in cranberry bread. It was really good.
Oh.
Yeah, really good.
Don't see any left over, huh? Anyway, so Lori brought in the rum cake, and Linda, we put it up, and it's in a special place. We put it up in a special place, and somebody's been sneaking in there and eating a lot of it. I can just say, and you know what? It's still moist and flavorful.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know what? It makes for a good breakfast.
Yeah,
it's got all the food groups. It's got eggs. It's got, it's got wheat.
Milk.
And milk. Yeah. So, the only thing it's, and it has rum.
Yeah.
So, what could be wrong with that?
Are you feeling a little mellow this morning?
I always feel mellow. I'm always mellow. Well, most of the time. Okay. I'm trying to put this off, but here we go. Rain. Showers likely. Chance precipitation is 60% today. Well, it's 100% right now where I'm at. Tonight, showers and a little around 45. Tuesday, showers, 100% chance of that. 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. Tuesday night, oh my gosh, another 1 and 2 inches. So that's a lot of rain. All right, Wednesday, showers, but to add to that, we also have wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour.
Oh, man.
Christmas Day, showers, and for your Christmas present, possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Chance precipitation, 100%.
Of course.
And then Friday, showers. Friday night, chance of showers. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, but no showers.
Thank you.
So they're going to end on, looks like, Friday. For sure Saturday. But Christmas Day, thunderstorms.
Oh, man.
And the weather reports not the weather. Let's make a clear delineation here. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that provides just outstanding service to their customers. It is an angel to many families out there, Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, give them a call, 530-365-3793. Well, let's talk about the rain.
Did you have to take an alternate way to work because roads were flooded out?
From our house?
Yeah.
No, you could, I could have surfed here. But, let me see. What do we got here? Oops.
I know parts of Market Street going, out of town were flooded yesterday.
Oh, no, they were flooded. They were flooding all over the place.
Yeah.
And, Redding and Shasta Cascade region will continue to be pummeled by rain, as I told you, through Christmas. And, says the National Weather Service, another 7.5 inches of rain is on its way to Redding this week. And colder storms moving in could drop snow levels in the mountains on Christmas Eve, said, National Weather Service. This is after warm winter storms dumped as much as 8 inches of rain in Shasta County in 48 hours from the December 19th to Sunday, December 21st. And if you just stood by your window, you could see this. We have Christmas decorations out, and part of the decorations are these two trees, that are planted in the ground. I mean, you put them like 6 inches into the ground with their, with stakes. And as I was standing there, one of them got blown completely over.
Oh, wow.
It was blocking our sidewalk. And I walked outside, picked it up, put it back together because it's in pieces. Put it back together again, stomped it into the ground. In the probably 3 minutes it took me to do that, I went in, took off all my wet clothes. And Buford refuses to go out in rain like that.
Oh, wow.
I'll get him out to the porch where he'll look out at the rain coming down, and he looks at me, and he turns around and runs back inside the house. And I said, at some point, you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
Well, last night when it quit, we had to, a break. There he was, out the door, first tree, did his business, turned around, and poof, right back into the house.
Wow.
And he goes, enough. So, Sue got her house flooded, like we said. Pat Karch.
Oh, wow.
He had flooding in his. He said he thought he was going to wash the floors. Now he doesn't have to do it. we had some people over our house last night that literally had to drive the periphery of Redding to get to our place.
Oh, wow.
They had streets were flooded everywhere.
Yep.
And then I was on watching some reels last night from Redding. I think it was Redding Buzz. And, he was out there in the middle of this. And, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was like big-time flooding going across the roads. And sure enough, there's always a car out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I could get through there with my tiny little car.
With my Dodge Dart?
Yeah. No. No, you can't. Now, I wonder about electric cars. If electric cars get in the water like that, does it do... I mean, they must be sealed. The battery compartments must be sealed.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Imagine. I can't imagine if the water got into the battery compartments.
Yeah.
Jeez. That could be devastating.
When's the last time you've seen flooding like this here in Redding?
Oh, gosh.
I remember, I think it was around 2012, I was living on Riverside Drive, right on the river,
yeah.
And that's the year that they opened the dam up.
Yeah.
And the entire other side of the river got completely flooded out.
We have friends that live on the river, and they live like about, their backyard's like, 7,500 yards long out to the river. And then they built their house up on, probably 6-7 feet up, off the level of the river. And they've had water come all the way up to their patio door.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just
remember. And they've got a bridge across this little area there. Bridge just disappears.
Of course, yeah. Now, I remember we would see chunks of house of where you put your boat. I can't.
Oh, piers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Docks. They would just float by, and trees and all kinds of debris.
Yeah. Okay, let's take our first break. And it is 7:15 in the morning here, 54 degrees, rainy, here on Rainy Monday.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Good day, sunshine.
Oh, that's cruel.
Day,
that's
sunshine.
Cruel. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. 7:20 in the morning here on the 22nd of December. Yes, three more shopping days till Christmas. I count. As you know, Christmas Day is a shopping day.
Yep.
You know, people think, well, what can, there's no place that's open. Wrong. No, no. Capitalism is at its highest on Christmas Day. You can buy quarts of oil, peanuts, Snapple.
Whatever.
I call them stocking fillers.
Yeah.
You just go in and stuff those stockings full of stuff. Yep. You know, Allen wrenches, flashlights.
Yeah.
You can do it. Now, I hate to do this, but I'm getting back to the weather again.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we know it dumped 8 inches of rain in Shasta County. Even the driest parts of Shasta County got at least 2 inches of rain. A total of 8 inches of rain fell on Whiskey Town by Sunday night, 3.8 inches on Shasta Lake, 5.7 inches on Oak Mountain near Big Ben, and 4.5 inches on Sims on Interstate 5. You said Market Street was flooded there by AutoZone.
Yep. You couldn't get through at all.
Anybody that has a story about flooding, please, you can give us a call, 530-605-4567, because this is not going to go away. This is going to, we're going to get another, what did I say?
8 inches, I think, total.
Yeah. They're saying that it looks like, this is after we got 8 inches of rain. And then it's saying on this thing here is that 4 inches on tomorrow. 4 inches, 2 in the morning and 2 at night. And then we get the high winds on Wednesday along with the rain.
Yeah.
That way it blows it sideways and finds all those little niches in your house that are, you know, protected. Now it'll find that one, you know, that one spot.
Yep.
Oh, have friends? Nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the leaking in the roof. So they, you know, of course you immediately, you Google it. And it says, poke a hole in the, where the water is to make sure that water is not building up and just collapses everything. So he goes up there, pokes a hole, and sure enough, here comes water just out.
God.
So we have a picture of him, and he's a Dutch guy. Has his finger in the, in the ceiling. Which was kind of funny, really.
Oh,
if you think
God.
About it, he's Dutch, and you know.
Yeah, I get it.
I know you do. You know, the Dutch boy put his finger in the dike. And so how much is that going to cost? Because the water's coming in from someplace.
I'm sure drywall sales will be through the roof. Yeah.
I don't know if many people know this, but I lived on a boat for several years. It fit my lifestyle and the things I was doing. And it was in San Diego. And that boat was, I mean, it was watertight. You know, I mean, I'd be down in the bilges all the time looking up. I didn't have it built. You know, my bilge pump. Never worked. I mean, it worked, but it was never went on.
Yeah.
Even when I took it out into the ocean. Then sometimes, only because I would almost turn the boat over several times. But one night, I'm sitting in my salon. Yeah, I had a salon. And I look up, and I watch this bead of water come down the wall. It had been raining for 2 weeks straight in San Diego. And I'm thinking, a lot of people, you know, oh, my God. And what I know about water is it takes the path of least resistance. So that water could have been coming in 30 feet away and, just came on down. And so I also know it was a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had bilge pumps. Of course, it would take a lot of water coming in from the top to do that. But that little drop of water, I went up and put a caulk on it. And I'll say, okay, let me see where it comes in next. I never saw it again. So that was it. That was the only time that I had my boat leaked was that one time. Anyway, you ever lived on a boat?
Never. No.
It's great. No, it is.
I've been on boats many times. My dad was a bass fisherman, so.
No, I'm talking a 40-foot crawler.
Yeah, I get it.
That, you know, you could live on. And, it was probably one of the most restful times places I've ever been. I mean, I'd come off a contract and come back to my boat and, you know, I was in its own little berth in the, Chula Vista. Marina.
Nice.
And had a restaurant there, and they also had a campground there, so I could walk about 50 yards and get to the showers.
Mm.
So I would do that and save wear and tear on my my boat system. But it was at night. You have this gentle rocking.
Mm-hmm. I'm
cool,
sure it's
cool. It was always cool.
Great.
It was never hot there.
Yeah.
So I would use that as my home of residence. Okay. Well, there was an article. Yes, I subscribe to the Reading Searchlight. I get the Sunday paper and then, of course, every day on the web. And I take great pleasure in reading their opinion page because it is so, I won't say all the time, because there is this one, this guy, Cal Matters, commentary by Dan Walters. And he's tough on the Democrats in California. It's all about Cal Matters stuff.
Yep.
But then they have these other articles in there. And why do I, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't, you know, I don't subscribe to it. Well, see, people, we have 90,000 people in our town. Our town needs certain things. One of those is a newspaper. And if you do nothing else but get it online, that helps. And can I say it's the best newspaper in the world? No. You know, unlike them, we finished as the top three in,
yep, yep.
In their own poll.
Yep.
But, okay, I had to throw that in there. You knew I did. Okay, but this one, and every so often I'll read one, and I'll go, darn. Well, this one got me fired up. Biomass is a money pit that won't solve energy or wildfire problems. Written by Shea Wolf, a lady who is the climate sciences director at the Center for Biological Diversity. You can't get far left than that. So she's saying biomass, electricity made by burning or gasifying trees, which isn't, I mean, that's partially true, but not fully true, is an expensive, dirty relic that that relies on industry misinformation and taxpayer money, unlike solar and wind.
Yeah.
And she says things in here like, utilities and environmental groups support ending this costly subsidy. Well, environmental groups, of course. And utilities, anything they can do to make money. Okay, they're saying things, you know, she says biomass energy releases toxic air pollutants that endanger health, blah, 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 which isn't necessarily true in all the biomass plants. They've got new technology, which she says is a lie. No, that new technology is just a lie. It's going to use clean methods to gasify trees instead of burning them. But gasification, which also involves heating organic material, releases large amounts of blah, 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 blah. Okay. The industry also promotes carbon capture and storage, claiming the technology will suck up carbon dioxide from biomass smokestacks and store it underground. She says that doesn't work. Finally, the industry claims biomass energy projects will help pay for forest thinning, which it says will help communities during wildfires. This means cutting trees, often large trees, which threatens wildlife and destroys forests, which naturally store carbon and fight climate change. She's so, okay. When you get to that part, why do we have forest fires? And let's just say it's not arson. But Mother Nature will put a lightning storm on you in a heartbeat, as we have proven. 8,000 strikes in 24 hours, right? So, if you leaving the trees there, thinning isn't a good way to keep communities safe. Most of the community destruction is caused by wind-driven fires, blah, blah, blah. No amount of forest thinning can stop that. Wrong! Wrong! In fact, thinning makes cool, moist forests hotter, drier, and more wind-prone. I don't know where...
What does wind-prone mean?
If the wind blows, it makes it go faster.
Oh.
Most of them burned in shrublands and grasslands, not forest, making thinning irrelevant in these cases. Wrong. You get into forest, and what are you taking out? You've got 50 trees where there should be 5 trees. So you take out the smaller trees and all the brush that's around them, and that goes into biomass, which makes electricity. Now, what was her best thing here? Something about, when thinning has occurred, it's more cost effective to scatter the wood in the forest to create wildlife habitat, retain natural vital nutrients, and embrace natural carbon storage. If wood must be removed, it can be turned into mulch and shavings. So, she's saying is cut the trees down, but just leave them there. And what's that mean? Well, so you got a dead tree laying there. So, oh, no, let's scatter it through the forest. I wonder if she's ever been out where they've collected trees.
Probably not.
And so that trees that have not been cut down after fires or fire hazards, they'll eventually fall, and they will burn again. Anyway, she said, oh, California already has, this is my favorite part, she finishes up with this. California already has affordable solutions we need. Clean, cheap solar and wind energy and energy storage to power our state and home hardening to protect communities. Now, I believe in home hardening. I think that's a great idea. I think there should be more money put into that. You know, if you're going to, you know, put money into things, home hardening is a good idea. You know, state, you want to do some stuff, give people $10,000, $15,000 to clear around their houses, harden their houses and all that. But to say cheap solar and wind energy, like she thinks, okay, here's a good example. Say we have solar farms that that provide all the energy we need for Reading.
It doesn't do so much good.
I have solar lights, you know, entryway lights. They haven't been on for several days, and nor will they come on for several more days. And the reason is that there's no sun. So you got to get your power from someplace. And then wind energy, which we're talking about, is the windmills. She obviously doesn't see how much money is subsidized into solar and wind energy. They don't make their money off what they provide. They make it off the subsidies and people, you know, buying carbon stuff from them. But it's all subsidized. Take away all those subsidies and you won't have solar energy. You won't have wind energy. And if you think it works, if you think wind energy or solar energy is the answer, then as Tommy says on Landman, you'd see Chevron and every other big oil company putting all their all their investment into that. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's variable. The wind doesn't blow, no energy. It rains, no energy. There's parts of the Northwest that you would never have solar that worked.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, so, however, comma, it was an opinion page. And this is her opinion. Shay, I totally, you know, this was enough because I've seen others that kind of got me fired up. But I've never come in here and talked about them. So, we've gone past our break.
It's okay.
Let's take one. We'll be right back.
It's Christmas time. No need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. In our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. the first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:37 in the morning here on the 22nd, Monday, 54 degrees and raining. Well, it may not be raining right now, but trust me, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the owner of Crackmaster. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and he has been in this business for over a couple of decades. He is truly a quality repairer of windshields. Gone through all the schools. I call him the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. As you know, in the old Red Rover, he fixed one that lasted 18 years. A 6-8 inch crack, you couldn't even see. That's the kind of work he does. Don't fool around with your safety, especially now during this time of the year. Call Jeff at 530-241-8373 and make an appointment for a free inspection and analysis. That's right. And then if it needs repairing, he takes it into a climate controlled area, no rain, warm, all those things, and he fixes your windshield and it's perfect. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Okay, I'm going to get back to more rain stuff just because it's, you know, did you get something on your phone about the Shasta County flooding?
No.
I did. Twice. It says, Shasta County's flooding.
And, no kidding.
And flood watch. And stay in your house if you can. So, the countywide flood alert, noting both directions near railroad tracks were closed and water rescues were underway for stranded motorists. The Redding police urged drivers to avoid attempting to cross flooded lanes. Now, Flooding was on Interstate 5 near the Cypress Avenue interchange, where rising water stranded at least one vehicle and blocked multiple lanes beginning around 5 p.m. yesterday. That's pretty much cleared up. By about 7 p.m. last night, the two northbound lanes had opened up. They had flooding in Mary Lake Park, Shasta View, where flooding entered the neighborhood and the roadway was closed. Capricorn Street, I'm not sure where that is, where water reached above fire hydrants in some sections. You know, that's over 3 feet of water.
Yeah.
Easily over 3 feet of water. South Reading, where localized flooding affected backyards and low-lying areas. Southbound Interstate 5 near the South Bonneview area. They, of course, started the emergency response. Fire chief and staff had an emergency operations center to coordinate flood response. Public Works and REU were working to clear streets and restore power because we lost power in Reading last night in several areas. Now, you'd think people in low-lying areas, but we live up on the hill, up Placer. So to get to us, you know, like if the sack ever flooded, everything downtown would be under. But we have Sue lives up there where we live.
Yeah.
And she flooded.
Yeah.
And if she flooded, I said, Sue, you're on a hill. She said, yeah, but we're downhill from our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And all the water flowed down like three houses down into their backyard. Road closures. As of this morning and on Channel 7, Jewel Lane, Highway 273 at Brandstetter, Highway 273 at Bonaventura, Shasta View Drive between Tamarack and Old Altars between Shasta View and Victor, and North Bonneview and East Bonneview. So they may have cleared by now. However, that was the latest from Channel 7. Okay.
Crazy.
Enough of that. Well, except it's going to be raining more. Yeah. I promise not to talk too much about it. But you know what? Linda got a text from people in Arkansas last night that said, "Your Redding's flooded. Are you okay?" And she said, "We're okay. Yes, we do have a lot of flooding. The rain's continuing, but so far, so good." And we are. My sump pump, as long as that sump pump is pumping water, I think we're going to be okay. And so I think I've got an extra sump pump set someplace back there. The hard part would be putting the sump pump in if I'm standing in water up to my...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me play with this electricity.
Yeah.
Which one of these turns off the electricity back here? You know, it's an old... You know, our house is built in the 40s. It's a beautiful house. It's really well made. And, but... It's got four breaker boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We get electricians in there. They sit there and they cower. They cower in front of our breaker boxes. One guy went in there and he said, I'm going to find every one of them. And he marked every one of them. Don't mark them with a magic marker. It lasts about... a day.
Yeah.
Others have gone in there and done the label thing. And that's okay. Inside the house, they write down, this is the breaker for if anything happens. You know, okay, great. But, you go, okay, turn the breaker off for this part of the house. And I look at him and I go, okay. And I go wandering around. I said, how about that? You know, just get on the phone. How about that? No. Okay, how about that? No. And I go to another breaker box. How about that? No. How about this one? Okay, that one works. Don't touch it.
Do you have a basement?
We have a kind of a crawl space under the house. There's spots you can stand up in it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that flooded?
Well, that's the one where the water goes down reservoir. That cement reservoir we have in the sump pump is just... And you hear it all the time when it rains like this. It's just constantly going. And you go outside and you see where the water's coming out because they ran a hose back into the backyard so we can put it in our neighbor's yard. And no, we wouldn't do that. It goes down the hill into the business's driveway. You know, they've got a big parking lot there, so it just goes into their parking lot. I don't know where it goes to from there. Nor do I care at that point. So, okay, enough of this. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back. Let's talk about what's going on out at Simpson and their football. Football has had some big, changes out there. And then the Powerball is still alive.
Yeah.
We still have a chance, Alex. Now, remember, all those good things I was going to do for you
yeah.
and the staff, just remember, if one of y'all get it.
We'll take care of it, yeah.
You'll take care of me, right? Because
yep.
we're going to talk about how much money. I know the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, at 8 o'clock, I'm going to interview Alex. And he has got this phenomenal story that's true.
Yeah.
Based, it has to do with CIA and Russiagate and
yep.
all of this.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that. So we'll be right back.
Glittering, you light me up like starlight on a Christmas tree. Every single kiss is like a
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading that has everything you could possibly imagine. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And it's December, and they are having a huge sale there. Now, just let me remind people that on Thursday, it is Christmas Day. So there's really 4 days. Except you can't do that. You can only shop through Wednesday at Four Winds Jewelry. And you get these great prices because of their anniversary sale. Gosh, it's over, well over 30 years. They've been there. Locally owned, locally operated. You know, great people down there. Every type of jewelry you can imagine. Plus, like I said, they'll help you design jewelry and then build it for you. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. Yeah. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And just let me tell you that I will be down. Oh, I may be down there today or tomorrow. Not Wednesday. Okay. Where was I? Oh, by the way, I was talking about the biomass. And they said, well, Carl, who are you? Who do you talk about this biomass? Well, my title for Free Fire Media Industry, I am the climate science director and biodiversity guy for Free Fire Media. And, yeah.
So you're the expert.
I am the climate science director. So I'm obviously an expert in what I'm saying. I'm going to put that underneath my name, underneath my, you know, on my emails.
Yeah.
It's just going to say climate science director and biodiversity expert. Okay. Okay. Let me see where I'm at here. Oh, Simpson football. The coach at Simpson, the football coach, has resigned. And is no longer going to be the coach there. The new coach is going to be a gent by the name of Trevor Utter as the new head coach. And Trevor is one part of the coaching staff. Now, they announced this on Friday. And Sean has been the first ever football coach in Simpson University history and played quite a role in getting the football program started. He led the recruitment of the football program, guided the program's entry into the Frontier Conference, and over time built the program's roster to more than 120 student athletes. And he was in their first season in the Frontier Conference. Now, Frontier Conference is a pretty tough conference. So those guys have been around. The school's been playing in that thing for decades. And then, as you know, any school that's trying to start a new sport, especially football, I mean, something like track and swimming, wrestling, golf,
bass fishing,
individuals. Can, you know, it's kind of an individual sport, even though it's a team. It's the bass fishing team, and who collectively have done wonderfully in this, you know, in across the nation, and is, you know, like the, you know, the champion of the whole West Coast, and, you know, others. The wrestlers will send wrestlers back to the nationals. We'll send, we had one swimmer that actually got to the tryouts for the Olympics. So, I mean, but football is a tough sport to break into. And Simpson was very, very courageous to do this, knowing that university needs that full experience for their students. As I've said before, my granddaughter went to New Mexico State, but one of the things she wanted was she wanted to go to a university that she could go to football games and basketball games and those things, you know, with their friends. So Simpson is has delivered that. 120 players on the team. They didn't have they've had a tough season. They going against teams that won. You're playing sophomores when they're playing 50 year seniors. Mm-hmm. On these other teams, the guys, you know, are, some of the teams they're, you know, outweigh them, like on the line, 75 to 100 pounds. And there's just so much you can do with that. So anyway, thank you very much to Coach Daniels for getting this thing started and getting it on the road. And so the team's wide receivers and tight ends coach, Trevor Utter, who's been on the show before, and is going to move up to head coach. So that's good. They promoted from within. And we'll see if what kind of changes and what kind of, new season we're going to have. And as you know, we broadcast all the home games.
Yeah.
On
yep.
KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
And the and our we'd like to, we plan on doing it next year. It worked out, I think, fine for everybody. Okay. Anyway, good luck, Coach Daniels. And let me see. Oh, let's go to Powerball.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Forgive me for this. It's $1.6 billion, fifth largest in U.S. lottery history. How much would you take home if you won this and you just said, I just want the cash?
Right.
$735.3 million. So, what do you think would happen? We do our business with Plumas Bank. They get a check for $735 million. Can I get free checking?
Yeah.
Exactly. Can I get free checking? Can I have my own parking spot? It says reserved.
Yeah. Exactly.
Reserved.
I want one of those American Express cards that clank when you throw it on the table.
It goes boom.
Yeah.
It just, and people when you show it to them.
Yeah.
You know, waiters and restaurants and concierge just, they bow.
Yeah.
They give you a little, oh, thank you, come in. What would you like?
It's like a paperweight.
Yes. Okay. Now, the white balls, over on Saturday were 4, 5, 28, 52, and 60. You know what? Those are the numbers that I was thinking about. And the Powerball was 20. I'm sorry, in the power play, the red Powerball was 20, and the power play multiplier was 3, and I have no idea what that is. So, okay, so you don't have to worry about it, because nobody won. Okay, the odds of winning a prize are 1 in 25.
Really?
The odds of hitting the jackpot are 1 in 292 million.
Yeah, of course.
Kind of like being bitten by a white shark in the new public market in front of the hot dog house.
Right, right.
Let's see. This marked the 46th time in the current jackpot run, which Larry says is a game record for the most drawings in a jackpot cycle. Now, I'm not sure how to play this, except it shows it, and it's pretty easy. You can just say, I want a quick pick, and it picks them all for you. Now, believe it or not, quick picks have won just as much as, if not more, than people picking numbers.
Wow.
Okay. So, how many people can get the same quick pick? I think you're limited
on
that. However, other people just putting numbers in could match your numbers, and then you end up splitting it with people. With my luck, 853,000 people would get it. but still, I'd only make several million.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now, if you got five. Okay, if you wanted to have. You can do, I want it paid out over 20 years, and you get the whole $1.6 billion. So now you got to think about that. You don't get as much up front. But 20 years at $1.6 billion, I mean, you're making several million a year. So would you do that? The other thing, too, is you got to really make sure that your loved one really loves you.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yep.
And I'm not talking about your wife because she'll just get everything anyway. Or your husband will get everything anyway. I'm talking about your kids.
Yeah.
Your kids. Dad, how you feeling? Okay, we got to take a break for the news. But the best part about a lottery is thinking about what you would do with the money.
Of course.
And I think that we have enough intestinal fortitude that most of that money we'd give away, donate it to great causes. You know, it's, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Center, your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Citing unspecified national security concerns, the Trump administration is pausing 5 offshore wind projects on the East Coast. The risks were identified by the Pentagon. The administration says now various agencies will study ways to mitigate any security risks posed by the projects. A car bomb has claimed the life of a Russian general in Moscow, and there's speculation it was a Ukrainian intelligence operation. The third assassination of a senior Russian military officer in just over a year. The Justice Department is defending its handling of the release of the Epstein file.
The DOJ was required to release all the files by last Friday, but Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche defends the decision to release just a fraction of them. He told NBC's Meet the Press that his department was obligated to act with caution and eventually will release all of the thousands of documents. But Democrats and other critics are not satisfied, accusing the Trump administration of trying to hide information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You might find it's been less painful to check on your retirement savings in the past 11 months or so.
The average 401k fell more than 15% under Biden after you adjust for inflation. So basically, savers just got absolutely crushed. A lot of that had to do with how dismal the bond market performance was. Under Trump, that has completely reversed, and almost all of those losses have actually been recouped now, which is really, really great news.
The Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Northern California is being swamped by torrential rains. One person has died in flood-ravaged Redding, California. Southern California expected to be hit in a few days. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 188 points. The Nasdaq better by 102 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Send no word on a motive for a deadly attack at a pub.
In South Africa, 9 people were killed and at least 10 injured early Sunday in a shooting that started at a tavern in Bekkersdal, about 28 miles from Johannesburg, and spilled into the street. Local police commissioner Major General Fred Kakana says about a dozen gunmen had 9mm pistols and one AK-47 when they got out of cars and started shooting.
2 other people tried to run away. They got into their black Golf that was here. And they were shot and killed all day.
Police say a car service driver dropping off a client was also shot and killed. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's finance minister says the Israeli cabinet has approved 19 new Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The decision part of a broader push by the government to expand settlement activity in the West Bank. News and analysis at townhall.com. It may not be on the scale of the Louvre heist, but an employee at the French presidential residence is accused of pocketing thousands of dollars worth of tableware.
A silver steward who worked at Élysée Palace, the official residence of France's president, is accused of being a palace pilferer, allegedly taking up to $55,000 in silverware and other tableware, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. The head steward at the palace reported the disappearance, and the company that supplied most of the items identified them on online auction websites. Officials say the silver steward in question had inventory records that gave the impression he was planning future thefts, and they found some 100 objects in his personal locker, his vehicle, and home. I'm Donna Warner.
NATO believes that Russia may be working on a weapon that would target Elon Musk's Starlink satellites. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I was ready.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is. Thanks for being with us today. We so much appreciate it. So much appreciate our listeners, and there's, gosh, thousands of you out there, and our sponsors. You know, by the way, we always welcome new sponsors into our family. So if you're interested in something like that, give Sue a call at 530-605-4565. Don't call today.
She's underwater.
She's underwater. Jeez. Hey, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here, of course, and it's, forget what days it is. We've already talked about them. It was what?
Forefather's Day and National Date Nut Bread Day.
Okay. You know, I see other sites. They have much more interesting ones than we have.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start one called Biodiversity Day.
Yeah.
And Climate Science and Biodiversity Day. Okay. Because I am now, the new director of that for Free Fire Media, Inc., a huge worldwide corporation.
Yeah.
And I have talked about the rain and the storms for off and on 30 minutes. Today, showers likely.
Yeah.
Chance of precipitation, 60%. Not here at the studios where it's 100%. And tonight, showers and low around 45. Now, tomorrow, new precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible with wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, wind gust as high as 36 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 100%. New precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. I don't know if that means that now for the whole day, 1 to 2 inches, or if it means 1 to 2 inches during the day and another 1 to 2 inches at night. But with the wind blowing like that, if there is an opening in your house, your garage, your stable, it will find it. Wednesday, showers and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Showers. The rain could be heavy at times Wednesday night. Heavier than it has been? Who knows? Christmas days. Showers and your Christmas gift? Possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. And Thursday night showers. Now, I could go on and on with this, but Saturday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny. And then Saturday night cloudy and Sunday mostly cloudy, but no rain. So figure it's by Saturday. Friday starts tapering off, and Saturday sunny, mostly sunny. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a business out of Anderson, been around for, gosh, well over two decades. The Kenny family began this, Chuck and Judy, and now this is their third generations of Kennys. Are now working in the business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They really take care of their customers. They're angels, and you know, in that sense of taking care of their customers. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, my next guest is out.
Hey.
Good morning. And the reason I'm doing this is he told me about you were on Aaron and Bill's show yesterday.
That's right.
On Sunday at noon. And you were telling me about it, and I said, well, I got an 8 o'clock spot. Let's talk about this. And it concerns somebody by the name of Patrick Byrne. Is that correct?
That's right.
He's the founder and former CEO of Overstock.com, which is that's big business.
Yep.
And he is committed to the triumph of freedom. He embraces constitutional republicanism because we are a republic in our country. Election integrity, clean capital markets, and school choice. And see, he is, he launched and managed Overstock.com. Now, Overstock.com is something that they would get all types of goods.
All the overruns.
The overruns, ones and sold and all this, and then he would put them up for sale on his website.
Yep.
And made a bunch of money. And he, it was a retail startup into a leading online shopping platform. And he started in 1999 and its first profitable quarter in 2002, marking the beginning of its ascent into the e-commerce industry. By 2009, they had their first full year of profits and the company's revenue exceeded $1.8 billion by 2016. And his, they had a series of pioneering decisions under his leadership, including the early adoption of Bitcoin for transaction and the issuance of digital bonds on the Bitcoin blockchain. We gotta have somebody in here, even though we had a show that lasted 2 years about Bitcoin, I need to get them back in here again to explain Bitcoin because it's a limited number of Bitcoins. And you can mine those.
Yeah.
But it takes a tremendous amount of energy to do something like this. I mean, you're talking about browning out Reading if you turned on all the computers that had to do with this. I've just read about where there's some Bitcoin mining procedures going on, and what they do is they'll put them out on capped gas wells. Have you heard this?
I've heard a lot
capped
of stuff.
Gas wells, and they get the gas to run, to run the generators that are, to run the electricity that runs all these computers.
Yep.
And they're out in the middle of nowhere. And so I just read about that one. I thought, wow, that's okay. So what is the big thing with this? Obviously he's got a master's in philosophy. Which is a good reason to start Bitcoin because you know you're not going to make any money in philosophy. he speaks fluent. Is it Mandarin? I imagine?
Chinese.
But Mandarin or it'd probably be Mandarin.
Yeah.
That's their business thing. Okay. So what started this whole thing?
Well, I worked on a docuseries that came out in late 2024.
Okay.
About him. It's available on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It is still behind a paywall. But I had heard his story several times. He tours around with General Michael Flynn, doing, conferences on and kind of like a roadshow. It's called Reawaken America.
Uh-huh.
And he would be a keynote speaker at that. And that's when he started telling his story that the docuseries is based on. He got approached very early on, by people he would call Men in Black, agents of the government, CIA, FBI, because he would travel to China a lot because he spoke the language and he would do
He spent
talks.
A lot of time in Asia.
Yeah.
And it says in his bio that being there has opened up a lot of different ideas and, and different philosophies.
Yes.
Okay.
So because he would travel, the government agents would come to him and say, hey, while you're there, can you...
Well, there is a program, and it's not classified, where businessmen that travel to these countries are approached by different agencies,
right,
federal agencies, and they're not spies. What they just say is, Can you tell us what you observed while you were there? You know, because, you know, they know the people, and a lot of times they'll know the culture and the language, and they do business there. And mm-hmm. they'll just ask them, and they don't have to. There's no pressure on them to do it.
Right.
But they'll ask them to just give them a report of what they observed. And it's amazing how much information can come back that way.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I mean, every country does it.
Yeah. Well, one thing about Patrick Byrne is he's definitely on the spectrum. He has a photographic memory. Wow. Back in the documentary, I think he was speaking to a group of students from MIT, and he took out a deck of cards, had one of the students shuffle the cards. He took the deck, fanned it out, looked at all the cards, gave them back to the student, and he could tell you what card was coming next because he had memorized the whole deck just by looking at it. So what made him kind of popular with the government officials is because he had a photographic memory. He would come back and write 30-page reports detailing whatever meetings he had with whoever.
Who he saw.
Yeah.
And what they looked like.
What they talked about.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break here, and because I want to get into this deeper. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has the fast track. For non-life-threatening emergencies, you get fast-tracked, reserve an ER treatment time, and wait from home where you're comfortable until it's your time to go down there, and then you're seen. Using fast-track is quick and easy, and the way you do that is you go to ShastaRegional.com and click on fast-track. Now, what they'll do is they will ask you a series of questions to make sure it's not something you need to come in for right away. Chest pains, a bleeding, all these things. And they'll ask those questions, and if answers no to all those, you set up your time to come in there. You don't have to wait in the waiting room for so long. Fast track, available at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we'll be right back.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades.
Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in downtown Redding, we have not flooded so far, but day's not over. 8:20 in the morning here on the 22nd of December. Well, that caught me by surprise. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yeah, Judy's been helping people since 1993. Yeah, everybody, families, seniors, business owners, veterans. Give them outstanding service in both insurance and financial management. Two separate divisions under the one roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hey, look, with all the stuff that's going on, I mean, the stock market is going bananas, as we know. How about your 401k? What about your retirement plans? Are they going the way you think they should? How about a free review and evaluation? And this goes for business owners, too. A second opinion. You just give a call to 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And they'll set you up a time, come in, and they'll discuss your insurance, your financial management, all of these things in one time. And like I said, it's free review and evaluation, and Judy Maxwell is, and her people are experts on this. So we have insurance with Judy, and we're real happy working with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, I'm interviewing Alex, who is talking about a docu-series.
It's just three parts.
Yeah, a three-part series that he worked on, and it concerns a gentleman by the name of Patrick Burns, who has a very interesting career. Finding out that he's got a photographic memory is interesting, and you see people like that. You know, in movies, I never have met anybody like that, that can look at something and then remember it forever just by looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can read pages out of a book and tell you.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
He remembers documents, articles. Stuff,
so. Yeah. That can make you crazy after a time. But, okay. So he was approached by various lettered agencies and to provide reports on all the places he went to, which is not unusual.
Yeah.
It's open source, that kind of stuff. There's nobody spying or anything. They're just giving a report on what they've seen when they traveled to other countries. Okay. So what's next then?
Well, I have the trailer. So
okay.
I think I'll
play,
Let's play the trailer. Here we go.
My name is Patrick Byrne, domestic extremist threat number one. Or not. Perhaps I'm just somebody who's willing to say the emperor has no clothes. You can decide for yourself.
Patrick Byrne.
They're following everything that you've been working on.
Yes, sir. Understood.
You may know of me as the CEO of this $2 billion e-commerce company, but really, I have this other life.
You have an unusual relationship with the United States government?
Sir, why are you bringing this up?
The FBI needed me to set up a bribe.
We can't have agents running around creating crimes.
You know, it would violate too many rules for us to do it, but if you're willing to go do it, we'll look the other way.
Hello, my name is Maria Putina.
Then I would make it happen.
instead of being happy, they say,
just let it play.
What?
Let it play?
Now, I know this may look like the deep throat scene from All the President's Men, but where do you think that stuff comes from? These things happen.
What you think you know.
I was encouraged to have a relationship.
What you think you are.
And as it heated up,
I'm going to meet the Trumps.
I was starting to realize the feds were using Maria to smudge up the Republican Party. And they were using me to use Maria. And this truth is going to be so explosive.
Erase every moment from your memory.
So that's the gist of it. The rest is music. But,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know how in the world he got tied in and roped into this, but he was involved in the Steele dossier deployment against Trump. And the way it was explained to us when we were getting ready to do the documentary, it was not tailor-made for Trump. It was made for the Republican nominee. And it was an operation that the way they described it to us was you could spray paint this operation onto whoever got nominated. And he also facilitated a bribe between the CIA and Hillary Clinton because she was the nominee, and that was called Operation Snow Globe. The idea would be they would trap Hillary Clinton in a snow globe and they could shake it anytime they wanted to get her to pull her strings and do whatever they needed her to do. And long story short, Obama was the one calling the shots on all this stuff.
And so is this,
I know that,
because I'm reading other stuff. You know, it depends on which site you go to, but you go to Wikipedia, they do not like him. as we know, Wikipedia has a tendency to do, you know, there's some things in Wikipedia you just know. I mean, it's just true. I mean, it's just history and all that. But when you get into things with people and, conservatives especially, and people that, as Byrne has said, he was a member of the, you know, he was working inside the deep state.
Yeah.
There, and that you know, they talk about his relationship with a Russian operative.
Yeah,
that he was told to go out and date. And,
yep,
which he did, which resulted in him resigning his position on Overstock. But he knew about the Steele dossier then.
Yeah, he did.
Was he part of it?
His connection was through this Russian girl.
Bettina.
Right. She's basically used as a scapegoat. The way she came to America was under the guise of being a foreign grad student studying abroad.
Uh-huh.
But she... Now, this is where it gets crazy, because she was only 27 years old at the time. He was 53, so he's like twice her age. He meets her in 2015 in July at a conference called Freedom Fest that happens every year in Las Vegas. And he was the grand opening speaker. Trump had just announced his candidacy for president. And Trump was also a keynote speaker. And Maria was there and got up to ask a question to President Trump. It was really kind of an innocuous question. It was about trade and relations with Russia. And, you know, Trump was very feisty back then, so his response is very entertaining. But she meets Patrick Byrne because she's heard about him because he's spoken in Russian several times.
Right.
And allegedly, she would present herself as being wanting to foster diplomatic relations with Russia. So she went to events like the National Rifle Association conference down in Nashville, Tennessee, and she somehow made it to
tens of thousands of other people.
Yeah. And she somehow made it into the president's prayer breakfast. That's how she first met Donald Trump, and she dated several before Patrick. She dated several senators and politicians so she could get access and go to these different events.
I think they call those honey traps.
Yeah.
Is in the spy jargon.
The crazy thing is, though, when she got involved with Patrick Byrne and when Steele dossier was taking off, a lot of the information was being hung on her, and they painted her as kind of a secret agent spy, you know, kind of like James Bond or something from Russia.
Yeah.
She's only 27 years old, and she did a lot of things that spies wouldn't do. She was very active on social media, took a lot of selfies, even when she was at big events, like she was at Trump's inauguration dating some senator. So somehow she's getting access to all of these different places. And you, if you're an agent, you want to keep a low profile. You definitely wouldn't go to the National Rifle Association events, and you wouldn't, I mean, I don't know.
If her mission was to get information, and so she's at every one of these major events, and it's kind of like Patrick Byrne was, is that after the event, she reports back. This is what I heard. Because I imagine if you're sitting at a table and you're dating a senator, that you hear things at the table.
Of course.
That are very interesting.
Yeah.
And then you get your picture taken with the president and, you know, notables that this is something a spy would really, really, you know, you'd want to have somebody in like that, whether they're, you know, James Bond kind, or they are just reporting everything and recording everything that happens around them.
Yeah, she claimed to know Putin. She was good friends with a high-ranking general in Russia, who was kind of her mentor. The crazy thing was, only a few months after the event in 2015, suddenly there's all this information about her. Like, there was a dramatic podcast series that was like 8 to 10 episodes. And there was a limited series on Netflix called The Family, and one episode was dedicated to her. And this came out months after the event in 2015. So that all that, when researching my job on the documentary, I was one of a couple of assistant editors and lead researchers. So when I'm digging into this stuff, finding information, it sounded kind of fishy, like, her story was very curated and manicured because there's all this information about her months after.
A lot of picking and choosing.
Yeah.
Just like, and not the whole story.
It also sounded like, you know, this was prepackaged and prearranged so that when she was interjected into the zeitgeist, there would be all these assets ready to go to tell her story.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was all negative.
Of course. Okay, got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 and never went to another barbershop. These were guys that I just got great haircuts from, had a good time going in there. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. You're not going to get your hair blown or, you know, gels. No. It's a barbershop. They shave around your neck and your ears, and they just are just good guys, Tim and Logan. And you can't say enough about their abilities, and they're just good guys, good young men. You can make an appointment, and you can do it two different ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy.
Yeah.
Booksy. Thank you. I was thinking Betsy. That's not right. Booksy. And you can set up your date, and you can set it up for, you know, 2-3 months ahead of time. Find out what's available and just put your name down, and then they'll text you when it's time, you know, that day. Hey, remember, you got a haircut today. So two different ways to make an appointment. So you can just, you know, roll in, roll out. Or like I do sometimes, I hang around, chit-chat, and read a magazine, and catch up on my Saturday Evening Post at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Great place. Totally recommend it. We'll be right back talking about Patrick Byrne, the Steele dossier, and more.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Here,
Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I went into a church. I stopped along the way. Well, I got down on my bended knees. And I began to pray. You know the preacher did the call.
Excuse me. Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR. Downtown Reading. And you know what? It looks like it's kind of lightening up here. Yeah. I mean, you look at the sky outside our window in the world, and it's getting lighter out there. Okay, for people who are following Odina the Wonder Horse's journey, I will tell you I did not go out there yesterday. But she is in a great stall. Four walls. Now, two of them are open for air. She's in, it's a nice big area for her to wander around. She can roll around in there. She can lay down and sleep and all that. And one of the greatest things about keeping her out there with Casey is that they have a covered arena. So you can get her out and take her blanket off and let her run around the arena and roll. So I'm going back out there today, check on her, make sure she didn't, you know, he didn't call this morning to say she had swum away.
That's good.
So there you go. I'm here with Alex, and we're talking about, okay, help me here.
Patrick Byrne.
And his, the guy has got a photographic memory. He started Overstock.com.
Three-time cancer survivor.
Oh, yeah. And then he also became involved with the government.
Yes.
And he was involved in the, I guess involved, with the Steele dossier.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman by the name of
Maria Butina,
who was found to be arrested and found to have not registered as a foreign government representative. And let me see. Acting as an agent of the Russian Federation without prior notification to the Attorney General. And we see there was that, I think there was a congressman out of New York that had the same thing.
Yeah.
And all that. And,
well, also, even Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
They accused him of that.
Yeah, but he was pardoned, as we know. Anyway, and she was put in jail for 18 months and then deported back to Russia in 2019.
Right.
And she publicly denied being a Russian spy. And now she's a member of their Congress.
Yep.
Over in Russia, and introduced a bill to give Russians the right to bear arms.
Yep.
Which Putin said, oh, no, that's just too dangerous for our citizens. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so tell us more about Patrick then in this. The Steele dossier, which has now been proven to be a total hoax.
Completely made up lies. Yeah.
And where did that start? I mean, was it? I know that it's been linked to the Democrat National Committee, Hillary.
And Hillary and Obama.
It's been linked back to them. And they said that, but nothing happened over that. FBI agents that pushed it and knew it was false.
Yeah.
And they used it as a way of doing all these wiretaps and all these other things. On a piece of false information that everybody knew was false.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
A lot of needless red tape.
Yeah, and yet they tried to tie Trump into all types of weird, perverted things, plus the, working for the Russians.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, so Byrne was involved in this?
He was, yeah.
And how?
Well, he was asked by people he called Men in Black, government agents, to develop a dating relationship with Maria Butina.
Okay.
Find out what she knew, what she was doing, et cetera, et cetera. He did break it off at one point because they told him to back off, and then he started the relationship up again. So I think it was like a total of around 5 years he was involved with her.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he was asked to set up a bribe between Hillary Clinton and another organization that was CIA. So that they would have something against her if she was elected to control her, basically.
Okay. So they could use it against her.
Right. And they set up the Hunter Biden laptop as well. So
now, how'd they set that up?
The way the story worked, now this is not in the documentary, but the way the story worked, Hunter Biden, in a weekend of partying way too much, dropped his laptop off at a repair shop,
yeah,
and never went and picked it back up.
Right.
And then the guy, the repair guy, gave it to Rudy Giuliani.
After 90 days or
something,
whatever
like
it was,
that.
He opened it up, saw what was on it, and gave it to Giuliani.
Yep. And Giuliani tried to pass it off to the FBI, but they wouldn't touch it. They didn't want to know
about
it.
It was right before the election. I think everybody remembers this.
Yes.
And all the major news agencies were saying it was a Russian plant, 50... former intelligence people,
right,
you know, including Brennan and that cabal, signed the statement saying, oh, no, this is typical of what the Russians do. Even though the FBI had it and said, oh, no, this is real. They'd had it for months.
Yeah.
And said it was real, but they didn't want to push it right before the election.
Right, right. Crazy. I mean, just a bunch of stories.
So how was he involved with that?
He wasn't involved with that. I was just pointing out the same people.
The same people. Yeah. Well, now, you're saying then is that unnamed agencies they knew about this.
Yeah.
They knew about the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did they have anything to do with having the guy turn it in? Or is that clear?
I think it's all a story.
Yeah.
For the press. Well, I can play one more clip because the reason I brought this up to Aaron is Patrick Byrne came back into the news 2 weeks ago, December 9th, and let me just bring it up here. And this is about a minute long.
Okay.
You know, I've refrained all I could from doing this. All I could. I explored every other avenue I could. But we're facing an insurrection. We have this going on. I have no choice. First thing to tell you is, you know how I've explained all these years, I've had this weird relationship with the government, and it was like intellectual, and my bright red line was the CIA, and I had nothing to do with them. That's all a lie. I'm CIA. I was CIA for years. After 9/11, I did have that academic relationship with the government for years. After 9/11, I got pulled up into the CIA. I worked for them, and here's the key point. In 2006, so you can look this up in the Director of Operations, something called the National Resource Division. In 2006, they took me to lunch and said, you've done such nice work for us in the NRD. We want to move you into this high-speed group. I said, fine. From 06 forward, I did other stuff. The woman who took me to lunch turns out to be John Brennan's number two. So I was working for John Brennan from 06 forward without knowing it.
There you go. It's crazy. I mean, because for years, speaking at these engagements when he would tell his story, the one thing that gave him a lot of credibility is his statement never changed. He never embellished the story, added to it. The only thing he would do is leave out the actual names of people until he felt safe enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks ago, he comes out and he says, part of my story is a complete lie. I've been CIA for 20 years. And so that's why I brought it up to Aaron, because it's current news. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back because we're going to go into other things that he's into. He spoke on January 6th at the Trump rally then. Of course, depending on what you're reading, what happened after that, which I think also has been debunked that Trump had anything to do with them, crashing into the Capitol, which was absolutely wrong. Was it an insurrection? No. Was it a riot? Mini riot? Yes. Yes, it was. And there were people injured, people killed on that.
People went to prison?
People went to prison for years. Lives were ruined. And, the thing about it is, yeah, you crash into a building, into the Capitol, and you do these things that a number of them did. Yeah, go to jail. Right away. Do not pass go. Other people that were there just were there and not damaging anything, but they did enter the Capitol, took lesser sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them felonies, some of them misdemeanors.
Yep.
But still, it was still serious, very serious, if something like this would happen in our country. But, but the way it was built up in Congress and in the media was such that it was like President Trump was handing out rifles.
Like he was a deranged lunatic or something.
And he was handing out rifles at the rally, telling to, storm the Bastille. We'll be right back after these messages.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlu's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're talking to Alex about a guy named Patrick Byrne and all these things that has hit the news lately. He's been involved in everything from Russiagate to Hunter Biden and all these other things. And then he's just made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that he works for the CIA and has worked for him for 20 years. But before we get back to that, I want to talk to you about sandbags. Bella Vista, they're at the Bella Vista Fire Station. Bring your bags and shovel. They have the sand. Bernie, and we reach Bernie, located at the Bernie Station. And they say it's left of the garage there and in front of the building to come there and pick up your sandbags and sand. City of Redding, fire station number 4 on South Bonneview Road. Bring bags and shovel. And vacant lot north of Big League Dreams. Bring bags and shovel on Viking Way. City of Anderson, across from the city courtyard at 2450 Bernie Street. Bring your own shovel. And in City of Shasta Lake, sand is located at the intersection of Ashby Road and Flower Street. Bring bag and shovel. French Gulch, bring bags and shovel to Fire Station Company Number 59 on Klein Gulch Road. Palo Cedro at Fire Station Number 32 on Deschutes Road. And it's the edge of the driveway at the west end of the building. Bring bags and shovel. Shingletown Volunteer Fire Station 20 in Shingletown. Bring bags and shovel. And West Redding at the Cal Fire Shasta Trinity Unit Station at 16064 Homestake Road. And the pile is east of the facility, bring bags and shovel. So it looks like if you've got a bunch of sandbags just laying around,
as we all do,
and a shovel, they've got the sand. At least they think they've got the sand. You know, another 2 inches of rain and just put your, grab your, you don't even need a shovel, just grab your bag, and as the water washes the sand away, just put your bag there. Okay, I'm here. Alex is talking about a guy named Patrick Byrne. And he was involved in a docu-series about this guy. And he is an election denier.
Yep, he is.
He said the 2020 election was stolen. He, Hunter Biden filed a defamation lawsuit against him in the state of California following interview comments and social media posts. Byrne made accusing Biden of corruption, including Iran. I think that it would be nothing that Byrne would like more is to go to court.
Yeah, no, he's
something
been in court
like
a lot.
This. Anyway, but since,
I told you earlier, he successfully sued the New York Stock Exchange over something called settlements and won.
Yeah.
This was way back in the late 90s.
Yeah. He is photographic memory. He's got a PhD in philosophy and I think from Stanford.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a bright guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is so much. You know, the whole thing on this is there's so much he said, she said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And as you know, when you were doing the research on this, because Alex was one of the editors that was trying to do research on this, and there's just tons. Now, see, I can look at Wikipedia, and this guy looks like a criminal. Then you go to another site, and, you know, Byrne is out there waving the torch and saying, hey, we've got to watch what's happening out here. You know, Russiagate was a federal job.
Right.
It was a effort by the federal government, and which they have proven in many things, FBI agents, wiretaps, and all this based
CIA,
off the Steele
yep.
dossier, which was they knew was false back when all this stuff was going on. I mean, that's come out in court.
Right.
So, interesting.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Do you keep up with them at all?
I don't these days, no. But, I mean, for 9 months, I was doing heavy research daily. I would come in every morning, and the main editor would give me a list of 50 things to find, photographs, videos, news articles, all that kind of stuff. And a lot of that is obviously in the documentary, and we have a phone call. Do we want to take that?
Yeah, we'll see. They may be discussing this. Want to discuss this. He also was involved in providing vouchers for people that want to leave public schools and go to private schools. And he's really strong about education and people and parents' choice of sending kids to school. Is this a question about the about what you're talking about?
No, this is someone wanting to know if downtown is flooded.
No. Downtown is not flooded from what I can see.
Yeah,
I'm looking up both sides of where we are on Market Street, and I can only see to the end of Market Street, two directions, and we're okay. I don't know what it looks like out at Lake or down in some of the lower areas. So I would go to the Sheriff's page or the Reading Police Department's page and take a look at what they have in there about flooding.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of flooding out there. We've got two members of our staff. I just heard from Pat, and he said it started at 1 and through 7 o'clock last night.
Oh,
the water
wow.
was coming in.
Crazy.
And he lives on off of Oasis down there past down there Oasis and Deschutes or something like that. And so it's by that creek. So it doesn't surprise me.
Right.
You're going to see something like that. It's not going to get any better, my friends, because we're going to get the next few days 4 inches of rain. So be aware of that. Be prepared. Get your sandbags if you can. If you're in lower areas, driving out to where the horse is on Cow Creek, we'll see 3 or 4 rows of sandbags going up because the water's just coming all the way up to the houses out there. Now, I haven't seen that today, but I'm heading out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alex, this sounds, you know, this was really interesting, and I'll tell you why. The guy was involved with a lot of things that impacted on our country.
Right.
Whether you believe everything you said or not, but he has, you know, he's a very successful businessman. He got himself involved in this stuff, and now he's announced he worked for the CIA for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, one of the reasons they used him is because his cancer would recur.
Yeah.
They thought maybe he'd die, and they wouldn't have to clean up anything afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, he had testicular cancer 3 times.
Yeah.
So, okay, everybody, I'll tell you my CIA story as soon as we're off the air.
Okay.
And no, I did not work for the CIA, but I have I have a great story. Maybe 2 great stories. Anyway, be careful out there, my friends. Just be careful out there. It's going to be raining. Don't take chances. This rain is going to go through Christmas, and just take care of yourself and your families, and God bless America.
Join the ranks, the young and exotic, following a millionaire.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.